Baltimore is currently enjoying the fruits of an expansive artistic collaboration called Tour de Clay. 122 venues throughout the region are playing host to exhibits featuring more than 800 artists from around the world. The mission of the partnership is to showcase all the possibilities of art in the medium of clay. One of the most unusual and radio-friendly elements of the Tour de Clay Festival is a Boston-based musical group called the Burnt Earth Ensemble. The Signal's Aaron Hankin has had a chance to hear the band and shares this review.
The name of their newly released CD is Terracotta. It's an appropriate title, considering that every sound on the recording is made by a ceramic musical instrument. Drums, flutes, violins, didgeridoos, all crafted essentially from mud. Original instruments like the globular horn, the triple-chambered ocarina, and the conundrum all look as exotic as they sound. Instrument maker and band founder Barry Hall is philosophical about his creations. He says the process of turning clay into music-making instruments incorporates the four ancient elements: earth, water, air, and fire. Falling rain dissolves rock into clay, and fire and air transform the substance into something structurally durable and resonant. The Burnt Earth Ensemble hopscotches its way across an eclectic patchwork of musical genres, from Celtic to African to Middle Eastern, and even some freeform jazz. The musicians are serious and accomplished in their own right. Listeners will be quick to realize that although this act may be novel, it's not a novelty act. The group is visiting Baltimore this weekend as part of the Tour de Clay Festival, so if you like the idea of New Age-sounding music being played on age-old instruments, you'll want to take the trip to the downtown gallery Maryland Art Place this evening. That's where the Burnt Earth Ensemble will be playing live at a reception that runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Details about the show are at 410-962-8565. And you can learn more about the band on the web at burntearth.com.
You're listening to The Signal, an original production of your public radio in Baltimore. You can contact us on the web, where we post photographs, links, and events listings every Friday at www.signalradio.org. We'll be right back.